So Yeshua said back to him, Yoima Techad Meshamsei, the son is only one of the Shemoshim, one of the servants, Tikai Mekam the Kutch Baruch in front of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. You can tell me, can't even look at the sun. If so, Shechina, Lekol Shechain, for sure, you're not going to be able to see the Shechina. So, Amalek Kesel, so he was masking. So, Amalek Kesel, Bishur Mechlina, Kesel said back to Bishur Mechlina. Bina, the Itzvah Slei, Nahamala Lekechel. I want to give some bread to your Hashem. So, Rashi says, he meant to say, Iskan Lai Suda, I want to make a big party, a big banquet. For your Hashem, so Amalek said, "Yeshua sent back to him leMotzis. You can't make a big suda for Hashem. Samai, why not? The case didn't understand why not. So he said back to him that Nofish Chilavosei. You can't do it because the Kodesh Baruch Hu has too many like attendants. Amalek, Ivra, he says, yes, I want to do it. Amalek puked Sabbath Legida. He says, go outside, prepare it. On the banks of this Nahor, he says, Puk Tzavis, prepare yourself, Legido de Revisa, on the banks of this river, Revisa. The Revicha, there's a lot of space there, so over there, try and prepare a big Suda. Says, so, the Revicha Alma, there's a lot of space there. So, Torah Shisha Yarchei. So the king prepared for 6 months, and the Sami prepared to make this big Suda. Yarchei Kite in the summer months. What happened was, after the 6 months, also Zika, it came a wave out of the ocean came, and also Zika, and Chinashiliyama threw everything back into the ocean. So everything prepared was lost. So the king didn't give up yet, but rather Torah Shisha Yarche de Sivso. He prepared now 6 months in the winter. It happened also the same thing. After 6 months he prepared, also Mitro and Tavasa Biyama. A heavy rain came down and washed everything away for the yam. Amalek, the case said, my high, what's going on here? So Amalek, the Bishur said back to him, Hani, can vashoyi zulchui to yosei kaimei. These are only little sweepers or sprinklers that come in front of Hashem, this little rainfall. So that's so, in other words, Hashem is so great. So Amalek, the case said, yohachi, if so, lemetzino enechonami. I won't be able to prepare a suda. You're right, I cannot make a suda for your Hashem. Now, Amalei Bas Kesel Rebishur Ben Chanina, the daughter of the king, said to Bishur Ben Chanina, Elokeich in your Hashem Nagruhu, he's a carpenter. They said the Pesach says, HaMakar B'mayim Al Yosef, he carves out things. But he puts up his upper beams in the water. Says so, Amalek. The case is said to the Bas case is said to Yeshua. Amalek, please tell Hashem, the nevedly chodo mas susuraisa. Rashi said, Ushinsa. Some say it's a spool. So, Omalachai, he said, very good. So, boy Rachmila, he was mispalo for viengoya, and she became a mitzora. She got mitzoras. And Oisva b'shukud the Rome, what they used to do with the Mitzaras was used to put them in the streets of Rome. To Yoivle Masasaraisoi, used to give them a spool of thread like. To have a Nihigo, to hold the manga b'Rome, whoever had a nega in Rome, Yoivle Masasaraisoi, used to give them this spool. To Yosu b'shukra, used to put them in the middle of the streets. To Sosa Tulele, to give him things to wind up, to work with the spool of thread. People should see them. For the should be mispalo for them. Like so, it happened was Yom Echad one day, have a kochol of Hossam. Yeshua Bechlin was walking along this path, the Shuka in Rome. So have a Yasvei the Sosu Dulile b'Shuka the Remoi. He saw where the daughter of the Kesa was sitting there with the spool. Is Omalo? So he said to her. Shapir to Masas Raisa, the Yoivlecho Eloko, are you happy with this spool that our Hashem gave you? So Omule, she said back to listen, Emule Eloko, please say it back to Hashem, Lishko Madiovli, please take back what he gave me, like Enichnami gave me this spool, but I didn't want to be a Mitzaras, I didn't want to have a Mitzara. Omule, so he said back to no, Rabbi Yeshua said back to her, Eloho Didan, our Hashem, Meyev Yovel, he gives presents. But Mishkol HaShok, he doesn't take back, you can't take it back. Rashi's Ateva Mishinostim. Once he gave it, he doesn't take it back. Here, another more says, Omer Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda says, Shor and ox, Kirsoson, its belly, Uparsoson, and its hooves, Rav, are very big. Resha, its head is also very big. And Varav, Gunavuse, and its tail is also very big. Rashi says, Novoi. Samora says, and Vechilufe Vechamro, but by a donkey it's just the opposite, all these things are smaller. Samora says, Lechula, my nafkamina, what's the difference in Hilchus Treifus? It doesn't make enough nafkamina, whether it's big or small. Samora says, and Echnam is just telling us over, Lemeke Chomemcha, in case you buy one, and it comes to you, we ask for a shore, and it gives you a smaller one, that's not called a shore. It's Nageh to Meke Chomemcha, that when you ask for a shore, it means with a big stomach, with a big head, with a big tail. Now, Vyom Rav Yudu of Yudu says, Shor Shehikriv Odom Arishon. The first korban that Odom Arishon brought, that korban that he brought, Rashi has Kaminin Bifne Edeim. It is certainly more in Avodah Zarah, that Avram Avin did that Odom Arishon brought a korban. So you should know that korban is Kerben Achas Hoysaloi. That Shor only had one horn, it didn't have two, it only had one horn. Kerben Achas Hoysaloi B'mitzchoi. On its fire, it only had one horn. Shneimer the pasuk says that the pasuk says in Tehillim it says the sitav Lashem mishor por makrin mafris. So it was like good to Hakadosh Baruch Hu from this shore that he brought that makrin mafris, it has horns and it had hoops. So now it's the question makrin tati mashma. The way we read it to makrin, it's mashma that two horns. So now it says no, Rav Nachman mikaren ksiv. And the pasuk only says mem kuf resh nun. It doesn't have the vav there. We read it that we read it to makarin. Where the pasuk says mikarin, which is mashma only one horn. Now the Yom Rav Yudavudi says shor shikriv odom rishon. This first act that odom rishon brought for korbin karnov koidem misle pasaisov. Its horns were like formed, were created before its hooves. Shneimer the pasuk says v'sita v'lashem mishor por makrin mafris. Mean to say makrin mafris means makrin b'resha. That first the horns were there, for all the mafris and the hooves. Of course, when the, like we'll soon see, when the animals were created, they were created fully. So it came out like first the horns came out, and first the horns were there, and then the parson. Samar says misalev. So this is a proof. Misayile l'Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. The Yom Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Kol ma'isa b'reshis. All the ma'isa b'reshis b'kaimosa nivro. They were created b'kaimosa with the right height. V'dait the nivro. They were created with their own das. They had das already. And b'tzivyonim nivro. Rashi says b'dmush nivcholhem. In its own form it was created. Shneimer the pasuk says v'yichulu ha'shemayim v'aretz v'chol tzivom. Meaning to say tzivyonim, its own forms. Everyone was created the way it was supposed to. Like it wasn't created a baby, then it grew up. It was created grown up. Maisa Bereshis, everything was created grown up. See, this par was also created by the with its horns and with its hooves. So the question, which one came first? So the dashing here, that first came the horns and then came the hooves. Now, Dorish Rebbe Chanino Bar Popo Hidashim. When the pasuk says Yichvoid Hashem liyolom Yismach Hashem b'masa, the Hashem should be happy with his creations. See Hashem that pasuk there Sar Olam Omru. The Sar Olam said this pasuk. Rashi says it means Malach Hamamuna. The Malach that's appointed on this world said this pasuk. When that Pishur Hashem Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Hakadosh Baruch Hu said Leminayu Bilonus. When he gave the tzivu by Ilonus. Mashmi should not graft trees together, but rather each one should grow by itself. Rashi says, Bilonis nemeliminayu, oisa pri laminoi, that each tree should give off its own fruit and not to graft fruits together to make a different thing out of it. Rashi says, bizroyim, but by plants, lenema bitsavaisim laminoi, it doesn't say laminoi. Avobitsiosim, when they grew out, there it says, nema mazriyaz eliminayu. When it started to grow, it says each plant grew separately. But the tzivui wasn't there that it should be formed that way. So the tzivui was only said by the Ilonus. Samara says that Nosu Dishoyim, the plants made a kabuchayim to themselves. Nosu Dishoim Kabuchem Viatzman. Im Ritzon Nishla Kodesh Baruch Hu Vevuvia, the Kodesh Baruch Hu wants them to grow mixed together, different meaning together. Is Lom Om Limineyu Bilonis. How come by the tree did Hashem say Limineyu? So it must be that Hashem wants everyone to grow separately its own min. For Yoid Kabuchemah, the Dishoim, the plants also made a Kabuchemah like this. Umma Ilonis Maduch by trees. Shein darkon lotzis bavuvi. It's not a derech for trees to grow up together. Each tree grows by itself. If so, still Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu. Kodesh Baruch Hu said, "Limineyu anu us plants." Alachas kama v'kama that it's a derech. Rashi says, "Like anu means the plants. Shirabim anu a lot of plants, the vegetables." But achein lotzay tefufim kefufim or rabim. It's known for them to grow up one next to another. So isn't it for sure that Hashem should want them, each min should stay with its own min and not mixture? It shouldn't make like loyim. If so, umiyad kol echad biyechad yoslim neyu. If so, therefore, each tishoyim, each vegetable, each plant, that grew up with its own min, they didn't mix one with the other. Is when that happened, posach sarolim, the sarolim, the malach on the world, opened up its mouth and said, v'yomar, yichvoyed Hashem. Liolam yismach Hashem mas. Hashem shviyap with son ma'isev. Rashi says shakul and zirim v'mitzvayisov. All the ma'isev azor careful with the mitzvahs of Hashem. Now, boy Ravini, Ravini asked a question like this: Here kev shnei dishoyim ze agav ze. What's going to be if two plants became like kloyim? Plant grew one in the other, came up with a vuvia, mixed up together. Say a man grafted one plant to another plant. So Shalom, what's going to be the locho? The Rabbi Chanina Bar Papa Mal.